Well, Curly, how do you feel about England being number one in the world? It's been taking a long time to get there. What does it feel like from your perspective, from a long way away, and you know, as someone who caused them so many problems over the years?
Well, I'm quite happy for the England team. You know, they have really played some wonderful cricket the last 2 years or so. As a matter of fact, even before that, because when they won the Ashes here in England a few seasons ago, you know, I realised that it's a bit of a turnaround. And then they went to Australia and retained the Ashes, beat Australia in Australia, which isn't an easy thing to do. So for the last few years, they've been playing some wonderful cricket. I am not surprised that they are number one. And I'm quite sure that the England players and all of England are quite happy, because it's always a nice feeling to be number one.
Well, your team were officially number one a while back in the 80s. What is your prognosis for West Indies cricket now? What's gone wrong? How can you put it right?
Well, in my opinion, I believe that the cricket board, you know, made some errors, because when we were the best team in the world, and they never really put anything in place to nurture the young talent we had coming through. I believe that they just sat back and believed that we will forever produce great cricketers. And sadly enough, cricket has changed. The rest of the world caught up with us because they put things in place and they've gone beyond us. And we seem to be paying a real price for not, you know, getting house in order. And it's going to take a lot of years before we see West Indies anywhere close to being the best in the world again, because apart from the guys are playing poorly, there's a lot of, you know, friction between Weeper and West Indies Cricket Board at the moment. So it's hurting the cricket real badly, and until we get all this thing sorted out, we're going to have problems.
Are the players there, though? Is the talent there at a, you know, junior level, lower level?
Yes, we still got a lot of talent in the Caribbean. One of the problems we encounter is because the senior team is playing so poorly, it's a bit of a turn-off for a lot of cricketers. When we were the best team in the world, everyone wants to play cricket. Today, it's the opposite. So it's going to be a challenge. But the talent is still there, but a lot of things has to change first.
If you were in control, what would you change first?
Well, first of all, you got to start at West Indies board level. And, of course, territorial boards. Because we all have to be on the same page in order to be successful. And the present system, in my opinion, isn't working. So I believe we need to make some changes, maybe get some fresh minds inside, you know, to change the cricket around, because it's not working at the moment.
West Indies are coming here next year for a test series, playing at Lord's indeed. What do you think their prospects will be? I mean, is it one of those things where, you know, they'll just turn up, and last time, you know, they got steamrolled, really?
Well, next summer is still a long way from now, you know, and anything can happen. But to be real, England are playing some wonderful cricket, and when you are the number one team in the world, everyone wants to knock you off. So they'll be under a little bit of pressure to maintain that status. But the West Indies, on the other hand, it's going to be difficult, because, to be quite honest, I can't see a big turnaround between now and next summer. So England are the favourites. It's going to be interesting. But I'm not one of those guys who like to predict what's going to happen, because I've learned it over the years. You can never predict who's going to win. You know, but it's going to be difficult to beat England over here next summer.
Is there the interest there in the game? You said, you know, because there aren't heroes to look up to now, because the team isn't doing particularly well, then people have lost interest. But do you think it's that, or are they also distracted by other things? There's so many other things to take people's interest now in the Caribbean.
No, not at all. I've often heard people saying things like the youngsters are moving away to basketball and football and stuff like that. I don't share that view, because we all play basketball. I'm a basketball fanatic. I still play basketball. It was my first love. I still play football. So did Sir Vave and Richie, and lots of us play different sports, and we were still the best team in the world at one time. So I wouldn't share that view. It's just that the team is playing so poorly, so it's a bit of a turn-off. I can guarantee you, if we start to win some games and look like we can get on top of the world again, the whole thing will change around.
Do you think it could happen again? The West Indies coming to Lords and routing England like they did in the past? Do you think, have we gone too far now down one road that it can never come back?
Well, I'm not one of those guys who, like I say, never. But I'm a realist, and it's going to take a lot of years and changes